Run it.
Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hello, hello, everybody, and welcome to the Friday edition of the Psychic Love Doctor Show. I'm Deborah Lee, and I will be your Psychic Love Doctor for the next hour or so. We will be giving you readings. Discuss various things going on in your life, and we'll check things out as far as what your future path is showing for you. I am holding up to our Facebook Live audience who are on the Psychic Love Doctor Show page. I am showing an ordinary deck of playing cards. This is the deck that is used in the personal prophecy method. So we want to make the distinction. This isn't tarot, which is beautiful. I love tarot cards. This isn't Oracle or any of the other amazing systems that are out there. This is the only one I've studied and focused on over these many years. It's also the method which I took my grandmother's fundamentals from 30 years ago and actually spent about 15 years writing a book to further the study of personal prophecy. So with that said, I want you all just to remember, your future is not cast in stone. And this is an important thing to remember, that we still are the masters of our own destinies to a high degree. The only two tools that we're going to concern ourselves with during these readings, and they're highly dynamic, extremely life-changing, are choice and change. When we make a different choice, of course, naturally we are creating change. And through that, we're also creating our own reality. So don't feel like everything is fixed, everything is stuck where it is, because that could not be further from the truth. Our lives fluctuate. A lot of that is due to the choices and changes that others are making around us. So it's important to remember that getting a lot of readings using personal prophecy is essential to help us see more clarity and have us be able to, almost as if by magic, direct our path, to navigate that path in the direction we most wanted to go. With that said, I am now going to turn everything over to my sidekick and co-host, Jimbo Baggins.
Alrighty, we want to remind everybody that this show is for entertainment and informational purposes only. Also, would like to remind everybody, if you're an international caller, viewer on Facebook, one or the other, both, let us know. We'll give you a shout-out like we're giving a shout-out to Laura from Canada.
Yay, Laura! Yes.
All right, call-in show number 515-602-9676. We've got a few on hold already, as usual, when you call in.
Yes.
You will get an automated message saying, you're going to go on hold and you can hear the show. And that is a fact. And so I called and tested. We're good. But when you do get selected for your phone call, please shut that speakerphone down and the Bluetooth type devices too, if you legally and safely can. If you can't, you can't.
Let's do our best.
And background noises, be steady. Don't be running around doing stuff while you're talking. It just... by the time it comes out of the speakers on our end, it could be terrible. We can't promise that it's going to work out. So you want to make the – and shut down if you got any audio going on, especially sometimes people have, like, Facebook on while they're on the phone.
Or a TV in the background.
And there's delay, and it's going to be poo-poo caca.
Or their dogs are, you know
– yeah, or just – and just noise.
Raising the roof with barkings.
Right. So if you're a traffic cop, don't call into the show. Not going to work out good if you're at a busy intersection. Like the old school directing traffic, not just
exactly,
traffic driving around. Police are welcome to call. Okay. If you cannot call, like our international folks sometimes cannot, we will try to work you into Facebook Messenger, and that would be you would Messenger Deborah Lee, and you would only do so
when you're told to.
Because we don't have any kind of a hold system. We definitely don't have an automatic hold system. So if you call and we didn't ask you to, we're going to just basically hang up and you'll have to wait.
This is the Facebook Messenger portal. We have the second generation. Crazy, it doesn't have a hold button. But anyway, you will come through on this, preferably in audio. We can always try video. And we've had good results. But if we're running with a iffy signal, we suggest just doing the audio. But anyway, I will keep this turned toward me, so you don't have to worry about the world, that this will be your global debut.
Why do you show that to them, I wonder?
Huh?
Why do you show that to them? Are you getting kickbacks?
No.
I think she may be getting some kickbacks.
I'm not an affiliate.
Because she does it like it's a new car.
And a new car. Well, I just want them to see what...
It's a device. They're going to call in on a device, too.
Okay. He's in one of his moods.
I just think she's getting kickbacks.
Oh, geez.
Under the table.
Boy, don't I wish.
Yeah. Alrighty. Also, I want to remind everybody that when your reading is concluding with Deborah, you're going to hear... That means we got to wrap it up because we got 4 billion other calls. We can't have any... Oh, more questions. When you hear... It's coming to a wrap. No more questions. That's for the next call. We do
and
multiple shows.
And that's going to be your angel card.
And that's a signal. We're going to angel card. And that's a signal. It's like questions are done. Because if you want to ask unlimited questions, you can go to the psychiclovedoctor.com and arrange for a one-on-one session. And then it's all hers. Questions forever and ever and ever for your time block. But we have other people. And it's just not really fair to them. Some of these people hold a long time. Yesterday, wow.
Well, they did like an hour.
There was people that were holding an hour, literally, before we got to them. So, with that note, let's not duplicate that. Let's get to those callers. And I always like this because I don't even have to look anything up because our first caller is all ones, which is Skype, so we have no clue where Skype is from.
Hi, welcome to the show. What's your first name, please? Hello? 1111.
Come on, Skype.
Okay.
I know that we're working because I tested it. Well, we'll try them next time.
All right.
We won't 86 them. I'll keep it on just in case. Because, some people say, oh, just real quick, go into the bathroom or something. And, Murphy's Law.
Yeah.
That one time you do that, it goes not being on hold. Okay, well, you know what? Let's go put Skype back on hold.
All right.
All right, we're going to go to 203, which is in Connecticut. 203, welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show.
Hello, and what is your first name, please?
Hello, it's Pat. How are you?
Hi, Pat. How are you doing? We're doing rather well.
Good. Oh, good.
Yeah?
Good. Well, great. What you got cooking?
I just thought I'd call in and say hi and see if you have anything to say. Not a long reading. Just checking in.
How is your doggy doing?
A little bit better.
That's the right direction to be moving.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
When they get up in years, we have to really take good care of them.
Oh, we have.
Yeah.
Yeah. Unfortunately, we have 6 little doggy urns in another room.
Yeah.
So we know that there is a point where good things come to an end, but. They're shooting stars. They're bright, but they're fast.
That's right.
All right, let's get on here. I want to let the Skype caller, I'm still keeping you ahead of the line. We didn't hear you. We don't know if there was a problem on our end, but we know that Blog Talk's all right because we're taking a caller now. We'll go back to the Skype caller after this because they're still ahead of the line. Maybe there was an issue. We'll figure it out.
All right.
And there's other callers, too. You're not getting screwed over. We got you.
Let's see what's going on for Pat.
Pat.
Has it cooled down where you're at, Pat?
Today was the first day where we all feel like human beings.
Yeah, us too.
Yeah, we were in the low 80s. That was nice.
For us, that is nice.
Yes.
And that's Virginia. It's August. August is one of the most beastly months of the summer for us.
Absolutely. You know, I have to tell you something, Pat. Now that I've gotten where I've built a good intuitive / spiritual link with your cards, I want to tell you that when you have gone north to see your son, he's north, right? I forget where you said, but his wife, after you've left, privately feels really bad for the way she's acted. I think it's important for you to know that. She recognizes after the fact that you were trying hard, and you have. Remember, I share the same situation you do.
Yes.
And
yes.
I've been told by other mothers and whatnot, maybe we're trying too hard. But I can't see where reaching out with love and kindness can be a bad thing. What I'm seeing for her, your daughter-in-law, is that she fears seeming inferior. And so she puts up this defensive wall with you. And it's as if that if she, I don't want to say that she's completely unkind to you, but I think she's snarky in a way. Where, and there's the only thing you can do is just keep being Pat, be who you are, you know, treat them well, and at least know when you've left, she does feel bad. She does.
Thank you. I wondered about that. Not that I want her to feel bad, but I wonder if she had any sort of consciousness about it afterwards or after any visit.
Yeah.
And that helps me to continue to be good and kind. And I want to tell you, I had a wonderful, wonderful friend that died this year whose daughter-in-law was horrible to her for, gosh, I don't know, 30 years. And then finally she came around. She was from Ireland. Her father died just, you know, living and probably having a terrible boss that was abusive to her. Things changed her, and she finally came around. So when people tell you you're trying too hard, I don't, you know, unless you're compromising yourself, I can't agree. You just have to keep loving and try to be, you know, hold your tongue.
And, you know, if you hear from them, tell her, gee, I had a nice time with you, even though you were really uncomfortable. Don't add that part.
This time I was going to say thanks so much for the visit, and I thought I can't because clearly he knows it was not a good visit. But
yeah, you can't think of sarcastic.
I guess, you don't want to seem sarcastic.
If they know it wasn't, and you say, boy, it was a lot of fun. Thanks so much. Then now you know you're like poking a bear.
Right.
Well, and go ahead.
Go ahead. No, you go ahead.
Oh, I was going to tell you, your man is still here. Your man, this is a good sign. Now, my late husband was in my cards for 2 straight years, and I've mentioned this before on the show. But by the time I met him for real, you know, in the flesh, I knew instantly he was the one. He was getting a divorce. At that time, he was actually very much in the process of divorce after a 20-some-year marriage. And I could see the path clearly because he had been in my cards. So when he did profess his love to me, I didn't doubt it because I'd seen it. And with this man continually appearing here, it's very clear that he's going to make an appearance. It might take 2 years like it did for me, but as long as... And I couldn't forget him because he was so intriguing to me. Who is this man? I wanted to say, show yourself, mister. I wanted to see. Well, anyway, this man, by the way, is not poor. He's got a nice bank account, and he will enjoy spending it on you. So won't that be lovely? Taking trips.
That's a relief. I'm sorry. I'm just opening the windows for my dog. We're heading out. And I didn't open the window. Not to insult anyone else on Blog Talk Radio. Oftentimes, for many, many reasons, you get different readings. I called up a new one the other night, never called before, and I thought, oh, what the heck, I don't have anything to ask. So I mentioned relationship, and I got a long reading with things that kind of I wasn't crazy about. Like, you know, not talk that much. No, I wasn't going to have a lot of money if we did insurance plans. I get that because he's going to die before me, which I kind of intuitive thought that might happen. But it just, it was all unappealing, I guess, all the things that she said. And I'm open to readings and, you know, seeing what happens. But it was just so different from what you said. And now you're bringing it up again and you're confirming again the things that you said. It's just interesting. That's
well,
all.
I'm glad that you've shared that because I don't feel threatened by anybody else who does their thing.
Oh,
you know, and
yeah.
But some of my clients over the years have said they felt spoiled and they didn't like to go to anybody else. I have some that have been with me since the late 90s. So it's been a long time. I feel like I got family all over the world from that. So thank you.
Before I go, I want to give you a confirmation. You told me if I babied my car, it would be fine. And remarkably, miraculously, I've had 2 years of such horrendous luck, and now wonderful things are happening. A friend of mine sent this guy my way. He has looked over my car. He is fixing parts only for the cost. Just this genuine, kind human being that loves cars and is retired and is basically helping out women more than anything else.
Nice.
And he's moving away, and before he goes, he's going to give me a list of all the things I need to get fixed. And then he convinced me to go to this expensive repair shop, and I for the first time in many, many, many years, I feel pretty secure.
Good.
About my car and the mechanics. And you started all of this. If you hadn't brought these things up, I would not have paid so close attention to the messages that were coming to me or paid attention to this man. I'm very grateful.
Thank you so much. That
thank
made
you.
My week. Thank you. Well, here's Jim. Maybe you'll want to thank him, too.
I didn't do anything.
He gives you this angel card.
Hey, I'm just here. I'm a shotgunner. All right. Anyway, angel card reading. Hello from heaven.
Ooh.
Archangel Azrael, your loved ones in heaven are doing fine. Let go of worries and feel their loving blessings.
Nice.
Probably a resonant conversation with a lot of us because, you know.
Yep.
Unless you're
exactly.
Unless you're a very, very young person, you got a lot of loved ones in heaven.
Oh, that's true.
Once you get up there in age. We all do.
Well,
and
yeah. Well,
the loved ones aren't necessarily humans now, are they?
Aren't?
Aren't necessarily humans. Yeah, our babies. Yeah.
Yes, our babies.
My last dog is coming through. I will ask you about him on my next call. He keeps trying to come through, I think.
Sure.
Please do.
Yeah, cool.
I'd love that.
We like it.
Now, you have a very blessed, very cool
Yeah, we'll be here tomorrow,
think. Yeah, we will.
I'm pretty sure tomorrow, and then obviously Monday and all the other days. So.
Yes.
Welcome to call back,
great.
You and everyone else.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Right. Oh, thank
God
you,
bless.
Too.
Thank you for holding.
Bye-bye now.
Dokey, I'm going to give out that number for those that maybe just jumped in and didn't see it. 515-602-9676. Let's go back to who was calling number one, which is Skype, all ones. We're going to try this again. Are you there? Well, maybe there's a technical problem, and by disconnecting, they'll know to reconnect.
I hope so.
You know what I'm saying. Yeah. You know what I'm saying, or home cheese.
Home cheese.
Home cheese.
What does that mean?
Home slice.
Oh.
Home cheese, home slice.
Okay.
I'm talking like 80s hip-hop, back when they didn't even know it was hip-hop stuff. Okay, well, I'm going to 86 it. I'm so sorry.
Call us back.
And we're going to go to an area code that we know very well.
All right.
Because it has a nice rhyme. Because it is 423 from Tennessee.
There it is.
423, bring it on.
Hi, guys. It's Luna.
Watch, I did say she was taking Friday off to kind of decompress a little bit.
Good to hear from you.
Yeah, I'm helping my little one with schoolwork right now.
Oh, school has started there, I guess.
Oh, that's
interesting.
Right.
Yeah, it's all different everywhere you live.
Yeah, so is he glad to be back to school?
Well, I homeschool him, and I go by, like, Sullivan County's school system kind of thing. I'm in Northeast Tennessee, and I just go by what they go by to make it easier on me.
Well, I'll tell you what. I honor you for doing homeschooling and having that kind of patience. I'm not sure I could have done it.
That's like another full-time job.
It is.
Full-time job times two.
All right.
Yeah, it's kind of tough, but, you know, we get through it.
Yeah, and, you know, there's a lot of things you don't have to worry about when you do that. So
that's right.
That helps.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And sure. you know they're getting damn good lunch if you want it to be. You know that.
Where? At home?
Yeah. Yeah. Because I was not a good lunch person.
Yeah, you told me that.
Yeah.
Were you outside smoking or
what? Doing stuff. Sometimes I would just not even do lunch, just skip it and go screw around.
Oh, sure.
Which is probably not good for academics. But anyway,
Luna, what can we work on for you this evening?
I guess I'll just do a medium shift tonight, and let's see who answers it, whether it be Amber, my father-in-law, Gary, or Norina or Zena.
And that's your grandmother?
Yeah, Zena's my grandmother, and then Norina's my great-grandmother.
Oh, okay. Well, one out of four ought to tell us something.
Sure, and while she is, I'm having problems because I don't know why. Anyway, I want to give international shout-out to Siobhan in Ireland. So that's cool. We got a couple continents rolling around here so far that have announced themselves. You know, like as far as our blog talk show, we've looked at the stats on that, and we've had listeners in all sorts of places that seem to have listened or downloaded the shows that never spoke up.
South Korea.
Yeah, some of them probably couldn't because of a language barrier. Well, if they were listening, they at least knew some English. So, yeah. So it's pretty cool. I mean, Malaysia?
Yeah.
Pretty much all the main continents we've had all the calls from. Not calls, but we've had listeners or slash
downloaders. I know you're just trying to fill.
No, I'm not actually. It's a
space here.
Well, not a little bit. I mean, basically, throw that little international caveat out at the beginning of the show, but there are people out there that are listening, downloading, but they don't announce their presence because they could be listening to the show after the fact, time zones and stuff.
Well, Luna, I'm sorry to say that I'm receiving the message that they are all at a special workshop called Learning to Communicate with Your Mortal Loved Ones. I'm kidding.
This is AKA Beetlejuice.
Yeah. No. No, actually.
And Book of the Newly Deceased.
Your husband's father is here. And he is saying, get Damien to slow down. Get him to relax. All right. He's concerned. And
probably easier said than done, I bet.
And he said to remind your husband, and I'm hearing him repeat it twice. He said, remind Damien that love is priceless. And there is not a single material possession that can hold a candle.
Yeah, I mean, it pisses you off about the right and wrong when it comes to property and stuff like that, you know, but it is material.
Yeah, and they've gone this far with Damien's case. And I think that the lawyer that our friend Pablo turned you guys on to, I think he's being very honest. I mean, he could have milked you guys.
Yeah.
You know.
But he didn't throw in the towel yet, though.
No, he didn't.
And then, so we'll see what happens. But, yeah, I can see.
Your father-in-law wants, it's very emphatic from him to make sure that Damien relaxes.
Sure, it's tough because if you start getting entrenched in a long-term battle, you can't just say, oh, I don't care anymore. You know, so it's tough.
And even the father-in-law of yours is saying there's a baby coming.
Papoose again, more papoose talk.
Well, when I see it, I put it out there.
Papooses.
You know?
I don't know if that's the right plural.
Yeah, Papoosai.
I don't know. It is Native American, sort of, kind of, so they might not be Papoosai.
And you, Luna, have some very good news coming to you. And I feel that it's in a, like a professional capacity. Okay. I have always felt in your cards that your future is leaning in the direction for you to learn a new skill. I know you're what, a pharmacist tech?
Yeah, pharmacy tech. I'm not doing that right now because, you know, I'm working with Wyatt and everything.
Yeah, they have some hours, don't they?
Oh, yeah.
Pharmacy tech. Ooh. Yeah, they're not sitting there twiddling their thumbs ever.
No, and they have shift work. And.
Oh, yeah, those they're slammed.
And I remember this last position you had was very stressful for you.
Sure, it's going to, especially if you got stuff going on in your home life.
Yeah, very much so.
One thing, if you're single and you got nothing, then you can do that work easily.
Yeah. Okay, now remember, if Damien speaks up and he's short with you, it's not you. It's this whole, you know, inheritance thing.
Yeah, he's got the tunnel vision blinders on.
And so really try to have kind of some tough skin. He's not meaning to be harsh with you.
Of course not. No, not at all. And
I mean, when he found out, he had some news, like when we were coming back from Virginia, that, you know, that he has very limited options right now. I don't know what exactly that means for him, but, like, he got snappy, like, the whole way home with me, and I hate to say it, but I dished it back to him. I'm like, you're going to be snappy with me for no reason. I'm just going to dish it right back.
And there's nothing wrong with
that. I mean, that's just how I've always been.
I agree.
As long as you make it clear and don't turn it into a war, just say, all right, you want to be like that? I can do that too, so maybe you shouldn't.
He needs to start preparing for the fact that he may have to let this go.
I've tried to tell him that, and he just won't listen to me.
He said it too. You know what? Plan for the worst, hope for the best. That way, if it does turn out the worst, you won't be so devastated and be looking at cliffs and buildings that jump off of.
And when,
when you said I had something else coming for me, I was actually looking last night. I found a degree that I actually originally wanted to go into when I first started college, and it's somewhat like art history. And
nice.
I found out that the local college offers like a degree similar to it, and I'm like, I could take it and graduate with 4 credits. That's all. I would have to take 4 classes, and that's it. And I would have it.
You know, and I think you should definitely do that, Luna. Go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
I was going to say, I originally wanted to do that, but my family basically talked me out of it and said there was no future in that. But I'm just like, I was like, I just want to learn it. What's the problem?
Right. Well, I also want to remind everybody, I have looked into this. There are a number of universities, big name ones, that if you go to a website, I hope I'm saying it right, Coursera. It's like...
I've heard of that. I think you're close, if not 100% right.
There's stuff there from like, what do you call it? Like Yale and all these big, that are free courses. And they're certified. I mean, they'll give you a completion, whatever.
Yeah, but if you want to actually get a degree,
they're also offering that at a low monthly fee. So it's something worth looking
at. Well, it is. I mean, even your community colleges are big time heavily into online stuff as much as they can.
Yeah, as much as they can. But Luna, I think you're young enough and all that it doesn't hurt.
It doesn't hurt. I don't know what she sees me in the cards. I am not one of those musical, spiritual, writing type people. I'd say, you know what, if you're going to pick something to go to class for, it should have an end game result for you. Something to help your career in the future for money. That's just me. I'm all about the money.
Women kind of are, you know, are providers.
I don't mind like going on the internet and reading cool stuff that's not going to make me money. But if I'm going to go take a class and pay money and tuition and all that stuff, it's got to...
really got to resonate
for me. It has to push to a job career. Anyway, let's do the...
So good luck with those things, Luna.
Angel card. I'm glad you called in. Thank you so much. We thought that maybe you would. You mentioned it yesterday. Gentleness is your subject. Archangel Sandalphon.
Sandalphon.
Be very gentle with yourself at this time.
Yeah.
surround yourself with gentle people, situations, and environments. And I can't imagine that ever being a bad thing for anybody on this planet. But, you know, especially if you've got, you know, things going on, you're busy, you got a kid you're schooling, raising, you're trying to work on the side, your husband's got all this obsession with, and it's important stuff that he's doing, you know, but I know it's weighing on you too, so surround yourself with gentleness and relaxation.
Self-care. Got to do that.
We got to do that.
We all learned that during the pandemic.
Because you can't take care of anybody if you don't take care of yourself.
Very true.
Yep. Yeah, and I think Luna knows that.
Well, Luna, try and have as much of a relaxing weekend as you can.
Yeah, you're probably working tomorrow, I would imagine. I think you just took today off.
Yeah, I took today off because I had to take my son to the allergist because he's been having issues with his asthma and stuff. But I'm working tomorrow, and then I'm going to take Sunday and just, like, clean my house and make a nice dinner. You know, just something for me to do.
Sounds nice.
That is kind of a cool Sunday thing to do.
Yes,
you know,
it is.
You do some stuff, but then you also have just a cool thing going on.
Yeah.
So I concur.
There's nothing like a nice Sunday dinner.
That sounds like great therapy for all of us.
Well, take care, honey.
Yeah. All right. Yep, take care.
All right. Thank you, y'all. Have a good one.
We're getting in the game.
Yes.
All right. All right, just but we have folks on hold, folks on Facebook. I'm going to give my over-the-hump speech that the show is for entertainment, informational purposes only. But do not fret. On Monday, we have no control, but every other show we can go over. If we got people on hold, we're getting ready to take their call, we're not going to kick you to the curb. We can extend past 8. But now, dun-dun-dun, because we have so many folks in here, you can just babble if you want.
Oh, I guess he said I could babble.
You know, because here's the deal. I could tell people on Facebook, but it's quicker to say.
Oh, somebody's trying to call in.
Take it.
I'm wondering what happened to the volume.
Why can't you take it?
I don't know.
It says your mic is off.
Oh, is it?
There you go.
Hello?
Hi.
It is Siobhan from Ireland. Hey, real quick, everybody else, we have a messenger call, so do not call.
Yeah.
And sometimes we'll get them, you know, trying to get in. Sorry, folks. Siobhan was first.
How are you doing, hon? How's everything?
I'm good. There's something that I'm after kind of, I think, but I need to make sure. First of all, I want to know if you bring my brothers, because I want to see what my brother thinks or would he say anything about this Brian situation.
Brother.
And second of all,
your brother, he's living, right? This isn't mediumship. He's living.
My brother is passed.
Oh,
okay.
Oh.
So, my brother passed. And his name is Brian, too.
Okay. Oh, all right. Well, there you go.
I want to see if we can bring him in just to see what he has anything to say about his Brian situation and going through at the moment. And another thing, I think he's after Brian Living, Brian DX. I think he's watching. I think he's watching me to see if I'm with somebody. The feeling I'm getting, I think I could be wrong, but... I want to see what is, does anything pop up as well in the car about it, like.
That's
were you
cool.
close to this brother?
Yeah.
And what I don't mean to bring up memories for you, but how did he pass away?
Heart attack.
Oh,
okay.
Boy.
Very common. That's the number one killer, pretty much, right?
Yeah.
It is. It's a big killer.
Heart disease, big picture.
And we women need to be watchful because the symptoms aren't the same.
And... It just sucks as the symptoms also are other symptoms.
The heart attack is not passed on to the family. He wasn't well.
Oh, okay, so it's not a DNA thing. That's good.
Not passed on. He wasn't well at the time, and that's why it brought it on.
Gotcha. Okay, well, that's not good, but you worry when it's one of those family hereditary things, because then everybody gets a little scared in the family.
Did your brother know the other Brian? Brian the ex.
Oh, well, he did that, when I was younger, he told me. I told him about it when I was going out with him, and I remember him saying it. Like, you pop your name now, Brian, kind of thing. He made a joke out of it because that's his personality. So he did, yeah.
Well,
Can I get?
Yeah, go ahead.
Real quick, I hope she's still here, and I'm sorry. International shout out to Lady R from South Africa.
Oh yes, and it's so late.
It's so late, and she's so busy. She doesn't get out as much as she could.
Okay.
So we appreciate her, and maybe she'll see the replay. Back to Siobhan.
All right, all right. Now you want me to really tell you what your brother is saying? He's conveying in no uncertain terms. He is saying, for one thing, you're absolutely right. He has been watching. Your brother's presence is very strong in your life. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that
it would make sense if you were
shared,
close. Yeah.
Right. And I think it's also a past life reference. I think the two of you have shared. What are you looking around?
It's just always this past life stuff. It's like, what?
Oh, I know.
To me.
Just
what?
Roll with it.
I shall do so.
Yeah. He's saying.
I'm shucking. I got no choice.
Okay. Your brother is saying, and this is for you. He says, remember, life is short. And he says, settle for friendship and move on. That's from your brother. Yeah. He feels there's somebody way better for you coming. And what I see in the cards is there is. There is.
Yeah, but that's the guy that's coming through in October, isn't it? That's not going to suit me.
Well, we don't know that yet. You've got a few. You've got one, two, three, four. You got four men here.
Shame, shame on you, Siobhan.
Yeah, where are you guys? Come on, show yourself.
They're orbiting you.
You've got one that is at a great distance, like from where you are to the United States or
another continent.
Yeah, or Australia, something.
Or a further part of Europe. Yeah.
Further, yeah, it'd be far.
Yeah.
And this one is going to contact you, and you're going to like him. Whether it turns into something more, we'd have to keep looking at the cards.
Oh, and I don't know you that far.
Then we got these other two. Yes, we got these other two. One of them, I believe, is Brian. Brian loves you. The one down the way, the ex.
Yeah.
He loves you, but he's, like, scared of his own shadow. And
why is he watching me? Why is he watching me and he's not coming over to me? Like, it doesn't make sense.
Jim, can you explain? There are some men that just, they don't go after?
Oh, you're talking about the ex, right? All right.
Yeah.
And you said, what did you say again real quick? Because I was doing something.
That her deceased brother is saying, move on.
Hey, but you said something about the ex is watching or something. Who's watching?
Yeah, he's watching me.
Yeah.
You said that.
Yeah.
What do you mean by that? Elaborate. Is he socially media wise just kind of keeping tabs on it?
His work is right across where I'm living. I live in an apartment block and second
just
floor, so
tabs.
I can see where he pulls in into by his work and comes out again. So he can see my window from his work. So he's often watching my window.
Well, he's not using binoculars or anything.
I got it, what she's saying.
No, but he's having a look now and again.
Well, and that's what Deb is saying. This guy doesn't have duct tape and shovels ready to bury your body. He just can't let go a little bit of something there, so he's always kind of keeping tabs on you
a little bit.
He's
like a wuss. I don't know how to explain it. Cowardly.
Yeah, maybe he feels that he burned the bridge, but he still wants
Heart. Yeah, his heart is full of love for you.
Yeah.
But you hurt him, and he's not getting over that.
Yeah, he feels the bridge is burned, but he just can't 100% let go. And that's very common, though. I mean, especially with nowadays, electronically, with social media, there's people keeping tabs on people that they have no desire to get back with, but for some reason, they're still interested in following that ex's lives.
And you can take their phone number, and you can actually put some kind of GPS software on it from your computer, and that will cause you to be able to keep tabs on him,
Or he won't even give me his number.
Does he message you on?
He doesn't message me.
So he's just doing it visually.
Once, and this is going back like months and months ago, only because I had COVID and was sick, and he was just checking on me to see if I was okay. And that was it, just once. He never, ever texts me.
Okay.
Ever.
Now, here's what we're going to do. We are going to reframe this. And instead of this look at he's hesitating and he's not making a move towards you, how about if we look at it this way? He's going to miss one hell of a great gal. He's going to end up alone. And you're going off with the King of Clubs right here.
A lot of them just
Yeah, but where is he? Where is this king or
king?
Yeah, honey, they come when the time is right. And, you know, mine took
See,
through.
I don't have any patience. I don't
know what? Nobody says you got to like it.
Take up needlepoint or sewing or something. Take your mind off of it.
Nobody says you got to like patience, but sometimes it just is what it is.
It comes when it comes.
Yep. And you have no power. Unless you're some kind of like wizard, you can't speed things up.
Listen, you are absolutely beautiful. You could walk down the street and grab any guy you want. You could go on these dating websites, and this girl could never have to make a meal for herself. Because you are a total package. The thing is, why settle for hamburger when you can have steak? You just have to wait for it. Okay? Well, then what do you love? Do you like shellfish?
No.
Fish.
Right? I like hamburger. I like burgers.
Oh, she does. All right, then why settle for...
Why settle for spam?
Yeah. When you could have...
I don't like spam.
Well, there you go, then. Why settle for spam when you can have a nice, juicy
Beautiful hamburger. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. So reframe it that way of saying, Brian, you're missing out, and this other man is coming. We said into, like, October.
Yep.
But he could show up as soon as tomorrow. All I want you to know is you're going to love him, and he's going to love you. And... the angel cards are getting answered.
Yeah, you got to stand by. We have other callers.
Stand by for
your angel card reading. You know, Siobhan, you can come back to us.
I love hearing from you. I love it.
Can I talk?
Yes, do it now.
Thank you. Take back your power, Archangel Raziel. Use your God-given power and intention to manifest blessings in your life.
Yes, that's the best angel card I've heard yet.
So you've got the power.
Yes, isn't that a song?
I've got the power.
Yeah.
Well,
I listen to everything.
I love you calling us, and we do have to move on.
We got
to
go, my dear. We got to go.
Let me know when you've met him. Send me a message.
Well, we'll talk to you even before that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
She'll be with us. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know. Okay. Show up on our show. Monday is the only show we cannot messenger with you.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
Every other show, we work people in.
All right, darling, take care and be patient.
Just a little patience.
Okay, honey. Bye-bye.
Okay.
Love you. Love you very much. We're going back to the phone line.
I got to tell you, I could listen to her talk all day, that accent, that dialect. Oh, my God.
Area code 775.
So
you're from Nevada. 775.
Nevada.
At least your area code is.
Yes. Hello.
Welcome to the show.
Hello to both of you. Hi, this is Wendy from Sacramento, California.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, you're right. It is a Nevada area code, but I like the phone number, so I negotiated with AT&T.
Okay.
And
you got the power.
Yes. All right. We're ready for it.
I have an appointment with the chief of staff of ophthalmology. On October 7 at 10:15 in the morning. And I think I'm probably very lucky to get this appointment. It's this doctor may be doing cataract surgery on me, my left eye, and then maybe my right eye next year. His first name is Mark. His last name begins with letter D.
Okay.
Is this going to turn out extremely well for me, I hope?
Okay, I've got to tell you, everyone I know that's had this surgery says it was, next to a knee replacement, the best thing they ever did. And my mother's had it, too.
Yeah.
She loved it.
And
medical
disclaimer that we are not doctors or any kind of assistants or nurses or anything in the medical field or legal field or any other field. This is card reading. It's an intuitive snapshot. We are not liable for any kind of medical
We can just give you insight on the climate.
And it's just for the people that, the very few people out there, very few, but they ruin it, the sue happy people that like to sue when things don't go right their way.
Wendy, are you nervous about this surgery?
Well, it is my eye, so, and my eyes are precious to me. But I've been kind of down a little road. I was choosing with, there was another doctor, a lady, and then I went to a Dr. Klager, but he's not a surgeon. They told me he was, but he's not. And then I called the South Sacramento location, and this, I didn't know it. And I prayed before the call, and I wanted a sign. And I spoke to a real nice man. His name is Andrew. And he happened to mention that this man is the chief of staff, which I find amazing.
Yeah, that is actually a pretty good person to be talking to.
I don't think you can do better than
that. You cannot.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So I have the surgery on my left side before the year ends in December?
I think so. And I want you to know, my left eye is funny, too. I'm going to have to get mine, real soon, looked at.
Yeah, you're supposed to make a doctor.
A lot of people are getting these, and it's so... My mother is scared of everything.
Yeah, I think both my parents have had it.
And she wasn't scared at
all. Both my parents have had it.
She said it was very quick.
Yeah.
And it didn't hurt.
Wow.
So, yeah, and I think it's going to go great.
So you see it happening before the year.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, and that makes sense. And she's... interviewing the head honcho.
Oh, it's good. I think
I got the head honcho, the chief of staff, for goodness sake.
And when you have the head honcho, they are very good at talking you
through it
you feel really good, because they've been doing it for so long and they're so educated. And
they're
going to make you feel at ease, and you're going to be like anxious to have it once they get done talking to you.
And everybody says that once they had one eye done, they couldn't wait till the
other
eye.
They realize, because the fear goes away. It's like, the first time you do anything, the fear is gone.
Yeah.
And you get a little more bolder then.
Yes, absolutely. I think that really open things up for you with your eyesight.
And I'm going to, you really will? How will it open things up for me? Just more quality of life?
Clarity. There's going to be more clarity. We don't realize until we get the cataract done how cloudy our vision is. You know,
right, and maybe colors will be brighter too.
That can affect your attitude.
Yes, go ahead, hon.
Will I be thrilled with the results?
Yes, you will. Like a whole new person, right here. It's going to cause a big change for you, and you'll wonder, why did I put this off or take too long in scheduling this?
I did with my knee surgery.
Yes, he waited way too long.
I waited like 5-6 years before I had my knee replaced.
Uh-huh.
I paid the price.
No, it's really showing here. It's going to be like a new lease on life for you.
Yeah, that's great.
Wonderful. Will this doctor operate on my right eye next year?
Oh, I would say. In fact, it might be sooner. You know. Depending on your
I don't think they ever want to do both at once.
No, they'll do one. I have a son that had it done recently, and he went back like a month later and got it finished, the other eye.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
And that's best anyway, and that way you can make that decision on your own after you're fully recovered from the first surgery.
Now, what does her angel card say?
Stand by. Kind of funny on the subject line, which caught my attention.
All right.
Crystal clear intentions.
Oh, I like it.
I'm talking about eyes. That has nothing to do with that, probably. Or does it? Archangel Michael, look what's in his hand.
Ooh, Michael.
Always a sword.
Yeah, he's ready for battle.
He's a battle ready
All
right. Be clear about what you desire and focus upon it with unwavering faith. I think you're already doing it, going forth with what you're doing.
I think your angels conspired for you to be able to have the head guy. The head honcho.
Or the power.
I mean, I feel
I think
like
so,
was,
too.
There was
My guardian angels are tremendous.
Well, and you got the head guy is going to talk to you.
I mean,
about your surgery. Yeah. You can't get any better than that. So.
Is that a teaching hospital?
Well, he completed his education at UC Davis, which is a teaching hospital. And this man is a professor. He teaches doctors now.
UNC Davis.
You may have other upcoming doctors watching.
I've seen them in the NCAA basketball tournament, UNC Davis, if I'm not mistaken.
Wow.
But anyway, go ahead.
I just was curious because, him being a professor, I had a hernia. I had a hernia fix at a teaching hospital, and there were a lot of up-and-coming, like, interns in the room. He had one actually do the surgery for me, very much like Grey's Anatomy, if you watch that show.
How you get great surgeons. They have to go through that.
And be guided. And
they have to, and that's better for all us people that they do that. Right.
So I think it's going to be fabulous.
Wunderbar.
These are my cards. I feel very comfortable about your upcoming appointment, and I bet you get this done before Christmas.
Well, especially when she has the consult. That guy's going to put her mind to ease because he is a pro and expert.
Yeah.
You know.
And he loves his job.
They like that. They get excited when they talk about it.
They do.
A lot of times they love questions. They're like, great.
And this cataract surgeon has been in the local Sacramento magazines about being one of the top doctors in Sacramento, for goodness sakes.
And I think you cannot do any better. So
different than living out in the woods next to a tiny little podunk town, and you're getting a doctor that barely passed medical school.
Yeah, you take a sip of this here whiskey. This will make your eye feel a lot better.
I mean, it is state of the art.
I think you're right that my guardian angels had a lot to do with this. I really do.
Absolutely. So trust both the humans and the angels on this and move forward.
I think it's a real exercise in faith for you. Faith.
Well,
it's good that you're being very cautious. That is why.
Yeah.
It is wise to be cautious. Too. Yep, because it is your eyes, like you said. All right. Well, thank you very much, and we hope you call again soon.
Have a very nice weekend for yourself.
In Sacramento.
God bless you both. Thank you.
Oh, you're so welcome. Thank you, and God bless you, too. Yes. I love this show.
Oh, yeah, that reminded me of that Mon episode. He's from Sacramento.
Memento.
Yeah. All right. Let's not dilly-dally-dingle. And, folks, it's getting close to the hour, but...
If there's folks here, we're
going to... There's folks here. We're not going to just kill you. We can extend the show. We shall do so. All right. But let's move on.
All right.
We're going to area code 413, which is in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, up in the Northeast.
Hello, and welcome to the show.
Welcome in.
And who is joining us? Hi.
Hi. Yes, I'm from Massachusetts, so you know your area codes.
He looks them up.
I'm a Googler.
And are you new to the show?
I'm sorry. For me, you keep cutting out. I don't know why, but.
Are you new to the show? Are you a newcomer?
No.
Oh, all right. What's your first name, hon?
Karen.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
All right. Well, Karen, what's on your mind this evening?
I'm just calling to see what you see coming up. Like, I'm looking to see if my income is going to get better or not. I have RA, so I'm trying to deal with that and find somebody that actually treats it. So I'm trying to find, you know, that avenue.
Sure.
But I was wondering if you've seen my income getting any better.
And then I will look at that for you. Absolutely. And here's a tip for everybody, because not everybody knows this. There are an awful lot of review sites for doctors. Make sure that you check out whoever.
Just about for anything nowadays.
Oh, it is.
Anything.
There's WebMD, and there's Health Grades, and other ones.
And even, you know what? Sometimes they're a business. You can go on the BBB, Better Business Bureau.
Sure, you bet.
You can do it. Yep. It never hurts to be careful.
Are you looking to, are you employed right now? Or
right now I'm not.
Okay. But would you like to I'm trying to figure out how to word this. Would you like to be employed to increase your income?
Is that like on your immediately?
Yeah, but my health isn't that great. That's the only problem right now.
Yeah.
Okay, I got you. So, yeah, that is a barrier.
There's an awful lot of remote jobs that you can do from home. I'm amazed at what's out there,
too. Well, imagine COVID making it come a lot more.
Oh, definitely.
It got done blown up with COVID.
Well, heck of a lot of people retired.
Yeah.
They cross-trained into something else.
Yeah, a lot of people left their jobs that got shut down for COVID and went to other jobs, and they don't want to go back.
Your cards are saying, yes, absolutely, there's going to be a beautiful career path for you, but that you should focus on your RA first.
RA.
And get that dealt with. A rheumatoid arthritis.
Okay, I was doing other stuff, so I missed out. Sorry about that. Sorry,
so
folks.
So you should work with that first, if it's possible for you to
right.
do that. And if you're going to put in any kind of, say, disability or what, boy, plan for it to take a lot of red tape.
That's life.
Yeah.
Right.
It sucks. You can't bank
yeah,
on
it. Yeah,
it does. Because it's not going to be immediate.
I see at least 3 jobs wanting to hire you. And like Jim always says, and he's making very good bank at his job. He's a nuclear tech. Are you? I know you said not scientist, but what are you?
I'm not a nuclear. I'm an engineer.
I'm sorry.
If you need to.
In nuclear type work.
If you're cutting out a lot, listen to the recording afterwards.
Yeah, I went on.
Yeah. For some reason, it's cutting out. I'm not sure why, but.
I don't know. Are you traveling? Are you mobile in a car?
No.
Something's going on because I dial in to make sure and everything was crystal clear.
Well, Jim always said interview for jobs you don't even want, really. Just to get practice.
Right.
As long as you can make time for it and not, like, squash any other opportunities.
And
yeah.
pay can always be negotiated.
And sometimes that job
yeah.
might suck, and they say, oh, look, with talking to you and looking at your resume, mm-hmm. I have this other job you didn't even know about.
Yes.
Which happened to me.
So, yes, I see at least 3 opportunities that will come for you. And you will find someone to treat your... you know, your health issue. So
right.
That's important.
Yes. And I really think it's going to work out well. But remember, I can't give any health advice or medical advice. But I just wanted you to know that, you know, it's all going to work out.
That
okay. That's it.
Yeah.
All right. Let's
yeah.
get the angel part.
Do not hang up, my dear. Here's your card reading before we go. And you please call back over and over. We do many shows a week. She's not a first-time caller. But,
right.
But for the other people that listen, we do many shows a week. Monday is News for the Soul. We don't have a lot of control over that show. It's a great show, but it's just they're packed with callers and whatnot. But all the other shows, we can extend show, do what we got to do. Angel card reading. Subject is patience.
Oh.
Archangel Jophiel. Your dreams are blooming more rapidly than you realize. Still, they need nurturing and patience.
And patience.
The P word that everybody on earth
hates. We
hate
that word.
Yes.
Well, you take care now and do call us again.
So basically it's saying good things are coming. You might not see it. Just have faith and patience.
It's on the way.
Basically is what it's saying, which is the hardest things on earth to have.
Oh, really?
Quite often.
Yeah. So take care,
thank
my
you.
Dear.
Yeah, thank
hear
you.
From
and,
you again.
Yeah, and we, like I said, please have faith.
Yeah. It's a hard thing sometimes.
It is.
Take care, and off we go.
Off we go. All right. We're going to take, could be our last color. We're going to go to area code 507, which looks to be in the southern area of Minnesota. Huh. Hello, 507.
Hello, how are you guys doing?
We're doing great.
It's
how
Jacob.
Are you doing? What do you want to talk about?
Oh, this is Jacob.
Jacob.
I was wondering if I could have a same reading, like the same one that you guys gave me last time.
Okay, well, refresh us and the other people listening. What are the one-sentence subject line that we want to talk about?
Well, I remember clearly.
You do, but not everybody. Right. I don't. Any other of you.
I want to have a, like, the checkup on my guidance.
All right.
Okay. All right. And that's spiritual guidance, yes?
Yep.
Well, yeah. Remember, I saw that he's going to make a tremendous amount of money.
You use that word that I don't have.
What?
Remember. Memory.
Yeah,
memory.
Yeah.
I lack that. I'm deficient. I know what, though, I was deficient in that as a young age.
It's a male malady. We women are like elephants.
I remember the dumbest things
everything.
On earth. Like, like what? Like acceleration due to the gravity, 9.8 meters per second, 32 feet per second squared, pi, 3.1415962536. Things like that, but I don't remember names.
He's showing off now.
I'm not showing off. I'm just saying that's my memory.
You two are pretty great.
My memory is like broken.
You have to remember, hon. You're young. I want you to imagine it like, and you're in Minnesota, you know what a field of snow looks like. Not
the virgin thing when you first see that.
No deer footprints. There's no peas.
Sometimes you almost feel bad walking through it sometimes. Yeah. You think, oh,
that's
look at that.
What your life is like right now. You haven't screwed it up yet. At least not to a point where it's irreversible.
Oh, yeah, none. And very few things are, even though we think they are irreversible.
Your cards are still insisting. Well, first of all, at the present time, you're still a disappointment to your father, but give him time to come up to speed. After, he's not going to be supportive. He's going to say things like, oh, here he goes again.
Well, lot of it is there's been a big, for the longest time, generations were kind of the same, but there's been a big shift the last 2-3 generations.
Absolutely.
So fathers are quite
definitely old school, that's for sure.
Yeah, definitely. Understood.
So you got to kind of speak his language while you're trying to teach him yours.
Yeah, and I didn't think I was old school, but now I come to find out I am.
Yeah, you are too.
Because it changes the last 100 years. Every generation it seems to be old school.
Well, I see so many, and you know what? We're going to leave everybody with a tingle because you're going to be my last reading.
Yep.
And this is going to be high vibration, everybody.
But we did extend the show, so we're not going to give you a 5-second reading.
He's young. He's got a lot of years yet to experience and explore and, play around with
that. That's always on your side.
That means so much to me, hon, because a year ago I was diagnosed with a chronic disease, actually, and I've been living and doing very well and healthy and coping with it, but that means a lot to me to hear that from you.
Oh, yes. Well, thank you, and you're doing, personally, I don't see here any medical hardships for him.
And sometimes when you're young and somebody says you got this thing, you're like, well, I'm young. This is a bad card, but you're young and you can actually overcome and deal with it. Or like somebody that was 60, 70 years old may not be able to do so.
And if you've been on a lot of medication in the past, that will affect your state of mind.
Oh, yeah. Everything will, obviously, yeah.
So I'm seeing, first of all, I'm starting to see there's a girl here, a woman, that you will eventually, you're going to have a great time with her. She's going to be in your field of study, and I think you're going to marry her. But you are going to end up going to school far away. He's going to invent something, and I keep hoping the cards will tell me.
Well, nowadays it could be anything.
Especially
with the social media and all the internet
and all
stuff
of that
and
stuff.
Apps, you can come up with apps.
Well, yeah.
It doesn't have to be a physical device you're holding it nowadays.
An app can make
For some reason, my gut tells me that it could be a cure to something.
Wow.
It could, but you'd have to get into that field. You're young. Yeah. I mean, it's not like, oh, I can't do that now. My time is, the ship has sailed. It has not sailed.
Well, and it's interesting because there's a designation in the layout that is connected to what I'm laying down as a question.
And what is it called?
And it's showing the conclusion, like the ending of something.
Is that what this designation
means? Yeah.
Okay.
This is to your wish or your want, your question.
Well, if he was watching Facebook, he could actually visually see it. But it is what it is. Go ahead.
And it's showing that it is of a very, got to find a word for this. I don't want to say technical because it's not like computers, but it's very.
It's very scientific in nature.
That's it.
Not technical necessarily. You're doing coding, but it's scientific. And like you said, it was a cure thing, so it's got to be physiological.
Children all around this that you could be the one that's going to discover the key, say, in the strands of DNA.
Yeah.
I mean, your angels are going to lead him.
Yeah, and it's one thing if you're 60-some years old and you say, boy, sure, I want to get into this field. Yeah, okay, maybe not. But if you're under 30 or around 30, you can still do a lot of amazing things that you haven't even done any schooling in. The door is still open.
He's right here. You're right up the front and center here, Jacob. I see that in many ways you're filled with question marks. But the more you think about it, the more your own intuition is going to kick in and start giving you, like you just said. And I wish I'd have said mine first.
He said he had some gut instincts and feelings, you know, and you have to trust that a lot.
I wish I'd have said mine first because.
Right. Yeah, I know. Well, but either way, you know, either way, it was okay that you both hit the same thing.
And have faith in yourself and don't let anybody else take you off your path. You have the hand of God on your shoulder. And he is going to walk with you every step of the way.
And when you got elders in your life, fathers or other type of elder relatives, you have to take their criticism with a grain of salt. I mean, he probably knows that
they
by
only
now.
Know what they know.
They're like, well, God damn it, you're doing stupid shit. But, you know, it's because of the generational gap. And everyone now, because all this technology, the gap is there now. It's amazing.
And, you know, just love them for being your dad.
And they actually, even though they're kind of critical, they actually, because they care.
It is. Otherwise, he wouldn't give care what you did.
And he wouldn't care if you
went
out.
That is exactly right. You guys are correct on that.
He wouldn't get two squats if you were serial killer.
But you're
going
to march to your own drummer, and you watch. Mark my words, someday you're going to actually be thankful that you got that disease, that illness.
Yes, you know, adversity sometimes can look at, I mean, if you look at all the great innovations that are
I've grown so much in the last year from it. It's incredible. I can't even describe how much I've grown. I've even thought about writing a book about
there
it and
go.
Everything too.
And sometimes these kind of things make you mature a lot faster than a person at your age because you have adversity and you have to face it or run from it, and you face it.
You are an inspiration to so many. Sit down and write that book. Publishing business is so different now.
Oh, it's amazing.
You partner with like Amazon or Barnes and Nobles and Tango, and they partner with you. They will distribute, you know, they'll market the book. You write it the way you want. And then what happens is a lot of Hollywood producers are out there. Have you noticed all these sequels? They're running out of material.
They are running out of material.
So
they're remaking things three or four times over.
Because they have run out of ideas.
Because creativity is going poof.
I wouldn't be surprised if this ends up turning into a movie. So
that's really weird you say that because at my book it would be what is it, autobiography about my whole life growing up from birth to ending to the day present.
You might be sitting on a huge bestseller right
here. Or sometimes they take that and then they make a movie based on it.
Yeah, they do.
So it's like the movie might not be like that, but they'd be like, we're going to pull all these cool things out of here and make a movie out of it. But you get the check.
And you can do your publicity tours right over to Zoom.
And they will consult with you if that is the case.
So do you just keep thinking the sky's the limit for you and your dreams? And run your own race.
Oh, and especially since he's a fellow Minnesotan.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we are from the 218 area code.
Yep, way up there in Duluth.
That's actually my favorite place I've ever been to in the world is up there.
Oh,
I love it. It's beautiful.
It's really beautiful. You're right.
I loved it growing up because I'm an outdoor guy, so I love fishing in the summer and snow skiing and all that other crap in the winter. Yeah, I liked all that crap.
Give him his card.
I shall do so.
Yeah.
Stand by, my friend.
That's a good one.
This is your angel card reading, which will conclude your reading.
Yeah.
The subject is Remember Who You Are. Archangel Michael.
A sword.
Always a sword. Michael's a powerful bastard. You are a powerful, loving, and creative child of God. You are very loved.
Look at that.
So basically, just remember back to the subject, remember who you are.
Damn straight there, Jacob.
So with all this adversity and people criticizing and maybe not finding yourself, just remember who you are.
That's right.
Well, thank you guys so much for it.
Pat your dad on his shoulder and say, I love you, Dad.
Yeah, I just say, you know what, I know you meant the best.
Yeah. So I hope it has helped.
It has tremendously. Thank you, guys.
Call us again. We'll help out.
You take care and you have a great night.
You have a great weekend, hon. Great
you too. Bye.
Okay, bye-bye, sweetheart. I think we've got to call.
All right, folks. Unfortunately, we've extended the show. The time has come. All good things must come to an end.
And I have other things I have to get to.
Well, you know, it is Friday night. You know, we got to go out and light up the town, you know. Party.
love y'all. Take care. Bye-bye. Big kiss for everybody.